This is a Bikiyas recording for Maseches Brachos, Daf Chof, Omid Beis. We're starting from the Mishnah on the last line of Chof Amid Alf. Zok the Heilige Mishnah, Noshim Vavadim Uktanim Turim Mi Kriyashma. Women, servants, and children are Potter from the Mitzvah of Kriyashma. Women at Tfilin, they're also Potter from the Mitzvah of Tfilin. A Chayavin B'Tfilah, they're obligated in Tfilah. U'Mezuzah, and they have to keep have Mezuzah. U'Birks HaMazon, and they have to bench. Fine. The Gemara says, Kriyashma Pshita, Mitzvah Seishas Man Groma. Obviously, women are Potter from Kriyashma because it's Mitzvah Seishas Man Groma. Chol Mitzvah Seishas Man Groma and Ashim Turas. Women are Potter from all Mitzvah Seishas Man Groma. Ma'u D'Teima, I might have thought, Ho'il Ispu Malchus Shamayim, since it includes accepting the kingship of the Rabbanu Shel Olam, maybe women should be included in it. Kamash Malan, they're still Potter from it. Moving forward, and then at Tfilin, Pshita, obviously they're part of from Tfilin, Ma'al the Tema, whole of the Iskish Lemezuzah, because Tfilin in Kriyashma, we know in the words of Kriyashma, Shartom Lo'os Al Yodecha, Ba'yu L'totafos, Bein Einecha, so we know that that women are obligated in Mezuzah. You might think that they're also obligated in Tfilin, Kamash Malan, they're not. V'chayav B'Tfilah, and they're obligated in Tfilah. Why are they obligated in Tfilah? D'Rachamei Ninu, because it is Rachamim, it's mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everyone needs the mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everyone needs the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu that tefillah brings, right? And I believe the Bach here adds the word, it takes out the words Ma'u D'Teima to Kamash Malan, so we'll leave it at that for now. They just say that it's Rachamim, fine. Mezuzah. What about mezuzah? The chayv mezuzah pshita. Of course, the chayv mezuzah. Ma'al detema hol v'iskas l'talmud Torah kamash malat. Not because mezuzah is compared to talmud Torah, and they're part of talmud Torah. We learned that last year in kedushin. L'matam osam espenechem v'lo b'naseichem. So I thought that they're part of mezuzah kamash malat. They're chayv birks amazon and they're chayv in benching pshita. Of course, they're chayv in benching. Ma'al detema hol ksiv. Right, since it says in by the man b'teis. Hashem lachem ba'erev baser lecho b'lechem b'boker l'smoa, right? So it sounds almost kmitzvah sasechas man grama dami. It's similar to mitzvah sasechas man grama kamash malan that they're chayiv and benching regardless. It's not a mitzvah sasechas man grama. Amar Rav Ada Barava nashim chayavos b'kiddush hayom dvar Torah. Their women are chayiv in kiddush min haTorah. Amai mitzvah sasechas man grama who b'chol mitzvah sasechas man grama nashim turos. Women are part of mitzvah sasechas man grama. Why should be chayiv in kiddush? Amar Abaye midrabbanan. They're only chayav in kiddush midrabbanan. No, Amar Le Rava v'had dvar Torah kamar. He says dvar Torah. You got to have a deraisa reason why they're chayav in kiddush. V'yod kol mitzvah mischayvinu midrabbanan. Why wouldn't? In other words, what's so special about kiddush that they'd be chayav midrabbanan in kiddush, even though it's mitzvah sheshes man grama? They should be chayav in every mitzvah sheshes man grama midrabbanan according to that logic. So Ella Amar Rava Amar Kras Zachor v'Shamor. Right? We know from L'Chadodi that Shamor v'Zachor v'Dibur Echad. Right, the first set of Aseres Dibro says Zocher Yom Shabbos Lekacha. The second set of Aseres Dibro says Shomer Yom Shabbos Lekacha. So we have a Hekesh. Kol Sheyeshna Mishmira, Yeshno Bizachira. Anyone who's included in Shomer, which is the losases of Shabbos, not doing Malach on Shabbos, is included in Zocher, which is the positive mitzvah of making Kiddush on Shabbos. V'hani Nashi Hol V'Isnu Bishmira Isnu Bizachira. Since women are chayiv to keep the 39 malachas of Shabbos, they're also chayiv to make kiddush on Shabbos. Amalei Ravina LaRava Nashim Mivirchas Hamazon Dal Raisa Oder Rabbanan. Are women chayiv in benching min haTorah or mid Rabbanan? L'may Nafkin, you know who cares? The justice chayiv. Lafuki Rabbi De Chovasan to be motzi other people their obligation. I Amrit Dal Raisa Asi Dal Raisa Mafik Dal Raisa. But I Amrit Dal Rabbanan Havi Sheino Mechuyi B'Davar Chol Sheino Mechuyi B'Davar Eino Motzi Asar Rabbi De Chovasan. So if they're chayiv min haTorah, they could be motzi other people who are chayiv min haTorah. But if they're only chayiv min haRabbanan, so you can't be motzi someone else if you're not chayiv on the level that they are chayiv. So my, so what's the din? Tashma, we quote the following, Braisa, be'emes amru, in reality they said, ben mevorech la'aviv ve'eved mevorech la'rabo v'isha mevoreches la'bayla, a son can bench for his father, an eved can bench for his master, and a woman can bench for her husband. A person should be cursed if his wife and his children are benching on his behalf. And you say, you're such an amaretz, you can't be bothered to learn the benching? So we don't let you, we don't want you to be such an amaretz that you can't bench for yourself, rather, so we put a curse on a guy whose wife or his children have to bench on his behalf. So if you say that women are really chayav mentioning daraisa, we get it. Asi daraisa mafik daraisa. So then she can be motzi the husband who's chayav mentioning midaraisa. Eli yamer derabanan. But if you say it's only midarabanan, asi derabanan mafik daraisa. So there are, a woman is only chayav midarabanan can be motzi the husband is only who is actually chayav midaraisa. Well, tameich, and according to your reasoning, wait a second, katan barchiyumo. What, the kids? We're talking about the kids who are being motzi the father. They're obviously talking about katanim. Otherwise, what's the big disgrace that a son can be motzi the father? So, is a katan chayiv min haTorah? Elohachav ma'eskina kagon she'achal shi'ura dirabanan. Must be talking about a case where the wife or the child ate a full meal, so they're chayiv on a full level, but they're only chayiv min dirabanan. And the husband ate only a kezayis. He didn't eat a full meal. So he ate the Durabanan amount. So Dasi Durabanan, Mafik Durabanan. I'm talking about a case where the Durabanan Chiyuv could be Motzi, the guy who could have been Chayiv Midaraisa, but in fact is only Chayiv Midarabanan in this circumstance. So that Braisa cannot constitute a Raya, whether women are Chayiv Min HaTorah or Midarabanan in Benchim. Dorash Rav Avira Zimnin Amr Lamishmei Rav Ami Zimnin Amr Shmei Rav Asi. Sometimes quoted name Rav Ami, sometimes Rav Asi. Amru Malachei Shoras of Mea Kodesh Baruch Hu. Right, those were in my Chumash class. We just did this Gemara. It says the Malachi Asharis said in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Kasu V'Torah Secha. It says in your Torah, Asher Lo Yisa Panim Lo Yikach Shochad. It says you do not play favorites and you don't take bribes. V'Halo Atanose Panim Li Yisrael. Right? But you play favorites with the Jews. Dechsev Yisa Hashem Panav Eilecha. Hashem should favor you. So what's going on here? Show you favoritism. So Hashem said back to the Malachim, V'chilo es upon him Yisrael, should I not show favoritism to the Jews? I said in my Torah that you should eat and you should be satisfied and you should have a nice big meal, and that's when you're chayiv to bless Hashem. But they are so careful, they want to bench me so much, they want to bless me so much, that they're willing to bench even after they just ate a kezias or a kebetza. That's a machlokas in the Mishnah. That's why they list both. But a kezias, they're not full from a kezias, they're not full from a kebetza, and nevertheless, they love me so much, they want to bless me, so I also treat them in kind. They favor me, I favor them. Zok the Mishnah, Balkari Mahara Beliva. So now we did this Mishnah when we talked about the sogya of Vasikin. And we talked about this Mishnah as a raya that everybody holds like the Vasikin. So we said a Balkari person who saw Kerry, he had a seminal emission. It doesn't mean he did anything wrong. It could mean just he was intimate with his wife. A person who had a seminal emission, Ezra made a takana that he's not supposed to learn Torah or say certain brachos or tfilos until he goes to the mikvah first. So in this case, what does he do about Kriya Shema? Mahar her belibo ve'ina mevarech lo lefaneh ve'lo lacharel. A Balkari, he can only think the words of Kriya Shema until he goes to the mikvah, and he should not make the brichos Kriya Shema neither beforehand nor afterwards. Ve'al hamazon mevarech lacharel ve'ina mevarech lefaneh. But on food, he neither makes the bracha in advance nor afterwards. I made a mistake, sorry. He makes the bracha, he benches on the food after he eats it. He just doesn't make the benching before it. I went up a line, sorry about that. Rabbi Yudol, Mer Mavarach Lifneim Ulachrim. Rabbi Yudol, you got to make the bracha Rishona and the bracha. I'm Ravina. So says Ravina, based on the Mishnah, that a Balkari can think the words of Kriya Shema in his heart, Zosomeris, Hirhur Kedibur Dami. This is a raya to the sugya of whether or not thinking is just as good as saying the words. This Mishnah is a raya that it is. The Isal Gadai Techlav Kedibur Dami, if you think it's not as good, Lama Maharer, why should he think the Kriya Shema in his heart? If he's Yotzi nothing when he does so, why should he bother? So Gemara answers back, Elamai, so what is it? Here of the Dibur Dami, that thinking it is just as good as saying it, so it's as if he actually said it. So Yotzi Bisfasav, right? So he says that let him actually verbalize it with his lips. Meaning, what's the difference if it's good enough that it's ke'ilu, you're saying it, so too you should just say it already. So Gemara says, "Kidashkechan b'Sinai." It's like we found at Har Sinai. So what on earth does that mean? Rashi says, "Kidashkechan b'Sinai." Shefrisha me'isha. They separated them from women. Kidirsev al tikshu el isha. The fact that the Jews separated from their wives before they received the Torah is the basis for Ezra saying about Keri, she go to the mikvah before she ask the Torah, right? Before you learn Torah. So, and then it says further, right? So what do we see? That Ezra learned it out from the case of Har Sinai. And in Har Sinai, he said we should separate from a woman, or we should separate from Keri before we learn Torah. So Rav Chisda Amar Hiro Lav Kedibur Dami. Rav Chisda says no, Hiro is not Kedibur Dami. Iso Gadaita Hiro Kedibur Dami Yotzi B'Svasa. Because if you think that it is, why not just say it already? Obviously, it's much less than saying it. Elamai Hiro Lav Kedibur Dami Lama Mahar. So if it's not like saying it, why is he bothering to think it? So Amar Rav Elazar Kedesh Lo Yiu Kol Olam Oskim Bo Hu Yoshevu Batel. Because what's going to happen? The whole world, the whole Klal Yisrael saying Kriyishma right now. And what's he doing? He's staring at the walls. He's doing nothing because he is a Balkari. So at least think the words of Kriyishma. Are you Yotze Kriyishma? You are not. Nevertheless, it's better than sitting there and doing nothing. Fine. V'nigros b'pirka achrina. Let him learn a different perek. Samarav adabarava b'davar shat tzibur oskinbo. Right? It's something which the tzibur is busy doing. Just continuing on a little more. Bahare tefila, davreshat tzibur oskim bo. Meaning, so he shouldn't be just learning something else. If the whole tzibur is doing kriyishma, you do kriyishma. So don't sit there and learn bav mitzia while everybody's engaged in kriyishma. So continues the Gemara just for a little more. Bahare tefila, the davreshat tzibur oskim bo. But davening is also something the tzibur is doing with tanan. Hayom v'tefila niskashu balkeri. If you're in the middle of Shemon Esrei and you realize you're balkeri, lo yafsik. You shouldn't stop completely. You should finish up quickly. You should shorten the Shemon Esrei. Time of the Askel. That's only because you started. Hello, Askel. Lo Yaskel. If you have not yet started, you should not daven at all. You should wait until you have to go to the mikvah. So you see that just because the tzibur is osik in tefillah, you should not be osik in tefillah. Shiny tefillah, the lace b'mach shemayim. Yeah, but tefillah is different. It's not the acceptance of Hashem's rulership. That's not as fundamental. But he has to bench. There's no malchus shemayim in benching, and yet we tell him he's chayiv to bench. Ella kriyishma birchsam mazon del raisa tefila derabanan. So what we're saying is kriyishma birchsam mazon are del raisa, and therefore he has to at least involve himself in them in some way, either by thinking about it or by benching, actually saying it. Whereas tefila is only mid derabanan, so we say he's completely potter from it.